Welcome back to the Mint City Soccer Show. I am Matt Swift here with you this midday Friday. Tomorrow is game day and Charlotte FC are looking for back-to-back wins as we take on Nashville, who sit in 12th in the East. Nashville only has two wins this season, and unfortunately, one of those wins came at our expense as they got the best of us back in March, beating us 2-1. If you remember, that was the game that Kerwin Vargas had to come out in the first half of the game and kind of messed up some of our plans there. But anyway, Nashville is coming off. They just got their second win of the season. They are coming off a 4-1 thumping of Montreal. And they will look a little different this match against us. Hani Mukhtar is fully healthy this time. I believe last time when he played us, it was his first game back from injury. So he's fully healthy. Also, Walker Zimmerman will be back in the squad. He missed out last time against us. So he also scored against Montreal this last game. Someone who we are definitely familiar with and who will be starting is Sam Surridge. He scored against us last time, and he just had a hat trick in that 4-1 victory against Montreal, I just mentioned. So don't let Nashville's standings and wins fool you. This one, I think, is really going to be a tough game for us. Quick switches and headers are what we're going to have to do better at this match. As we gave, I think, just too much space on the wings, just easy balls into the box. We simply just didn't do well in our aerial duels. Both Nashville goals coming off crosses into the box. Both goals were headed goals. I feel like we can't play so narrow this game. We have to shut down the wings a little bit better. Nashville was really good about switching play quickly, and we were just a little too slow sliding out and guarding those crosses in. I really do think our two center backs need to be a little more mindful this game. They need to realize who's in their space and who they need to be guarding. They need to communicate well, heads on swivels, less ball watching. We just have to do a really better job this time defensively and being a little more organized. I think we were somewhat in that second half of that game, but the first half, they picked us apart and just had way too much time playing balls into the box. But let's talk about Charlotte FC's offense, and let's talk about the Argentine elephant in the room. It looks like Enzo Capetti is leaving. The struggling striker is headed back to Argentina to possibly join Rosario Central. It's not official, but Enzo will not be part of the squad this weekend, and that paves the way for Patrick Aujamain to be the main man up top. Good luck to Enzo, but personally, I've been super critical of him. I'm not upset about this move. I really thought the team was going to try to get to the summer and maybe try to move him on then, or maybe just try to see the season out, but it looks like they have made a decision. It looks like Enzo's not going to be a part of the plans going forward, and again, I think I'm okay with that. I was thrilled that he scored last game, but if we're being honest, the production just has not been there, and if the transfer figures that are kind of flying around for Enzo are anywhere near accurate, I'm pretty okay with this whole situation. Moving past that, for the game against Nashville tomorrow, I think we need to, again, address the balls out wide, but I think where we can have some success is controlling the middle of the field. I need our midfield to thread balls through the channels to Patrick. With Patrick up top, I can see Vargas on the left. With Abada still not available, I can see Brecht on the right. I can see Pekovic in the middle. There are some interesting questions here, though, with how this squad's going to be assembled this weekend. Who will be Patrick's replacement if you need a sub? I think that would probably be Tavares, so you don't start him on the right. If you do start Brecht out wide right, who is his replacement? Is that Tiger Smalls? And I think to Arfield, he could be a potential sub for Pekovic in the middle, or Dean might want to do the opposite and start Arfield, who started last time against Nashville. And then, Pekovic would be the sub there. But I think this game cries out for some more bite in the middle. So don't be shocked if the mayor finds his way back in the starting 11. I'm just saying, and I think this is going to make my pal Kelsey very, very happy. I think she's going to be wearing some Brant Bronico socks, probably jersey, basically everything Brant Bronico related. I do think we might see him start this game. So how I think this is going to go, if I had to guess, I think it's going to be Patrick up top, Vargas on the left, Brecht on the right. In the middle, you'll have Westwood, Pekovic, Bronico, Yeri at left back, Andrew Privet, Milanda in the middle and center backs, and Nathan Byrne at right back, and of course, Kalina in goal. I also think we do the old flippity flop and reverse the scoreline. I think Charlotte FC win this 2-1, but I'd love to know what your thoughts are. I'd love to know what you think about the potential starting 11. And when I say potential, I'm thinking that's pretty much what it's going to be. But I would love to know what you guys think. And guys, I will see you Saturday.